He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, October 24th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, we've got just a little bit of a bump higher here this morning, but I think it's a market that's really weaker than the Dow, which is up 45. Yeah, you know what? I see a lot of stocks underneath the surface that aren't doing so great today. But we have the Dow up 44 points to 15,458 this morning. We have the S&P up 47 cents to 1,746. We have the NASDAQ up 5 to 3,912. We have the 10-year yield at 2.49 as we continue to get very bad economic reports. Today it was the PMI, the Purchasing Managers Index, which came in at the lowest level in a year. Oil continues to sink. Oil is down 69 cents to 96.17. Gold is up $8.70 to 1,342 as it continues its Janet Yellen rally ever since she was announced as the successor to the throne at the Fed. Gold has been rallying and the dollar has been dropping. So apparently the market sees Mrs. Yellen as a total dove. We've got the euro hitting its highest level against the dollar in over 2 years. More evidence that the dollar continues to sink here. And that is starting to help the commodity stocks, which have been out of favor now for the last year and a half or so. We'll see. We'll see if it ever gets back to those glory years of a few years ago, those commodities. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, here we are. It's fall. I'm hearing reports around the country of the different markets that we're in. Rain and sleet. In Wisconsin, 23 degrees, sleet. I talked to Seattle yesterday, 53 degrees. They haven't seen the sun for some time. Here in San Diego, it's about 65 or so. We haven't seen the sun for about 3 or 4 days here, which is pretty unusual for us. The frost is on the pumpkin. We watched the World Series game. What was the temperature there? Like 43, something like that. But the announcer said, well, you know what? There's no wind. So it's a very pleasant 43. I don't know about you. I've never felt a pleasant 43. It certainly wasn't pleasant for the St. Louis Cardinals, was it, last night? They were as chilly as could be, a team that's normally known for not making a lot of mistakes. Boy, I think the nerves got the better of them at old Fenway Park last night. Talk about having a bad week here. How about this company, GIB, all right? Symbol, G-I-B, company, C-G-I Group, which is a $10 billion market cap company, which is headquartered in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Why would I bring up C-G-I Group? Well, they're the folks that brought you the Obamacare website. Was it healthcare.gov, I think? I thought we'd open up by examining this stock a little bit. Maybe they should have consulted my app before they hired the guys to build this website, which has been just an absolute disaster. Okay? And the company that's saying, it's not our fault, it's their fault, and they're pointing fingers back and forth. But the problem seemed to lie with the guys that built the website. I think that's fair to point the finger of blame there. Just for fun, let's take a look at this GIB thing. In the first place, how did they ever get this contract? That's what I want to know. I think there's dirty business there. I think that trail will lead somewhere. Actually, this stock hasn't done too bad. I mean, out of 3,601 stocks that I follow, I added a bunch yesterday, by the way. We're up to 3,601 now. If we find something, we add it to the app. I've got about 50 or 60 still to add here to the app in the next few days. And if you find a stock that's not in our database, just send us an email and we get it in there as fast as we can. As soon as it's in the database, the numbers are crunched on it that afternoon and it takes its place amongst the other 3,600 stocks. GIB comes in at number 1,319. Not too bad. I'm looking at the track record. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 19% per year. Not bad. Over the last 5 years, 36% per year. Over the last 3 years, 30% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's also beat the market. Gets a performance grade of A-. Well, that shoots my theory of it being a bad stock from a Best Stocks Now point of view. Its momentum grade is B-. Its value is not so hot. And its performance on this website is not so hot either. The stock comes in at number 1,319. I mean, that's not great out of 3,601. But obviously, there's major, major problems with this website. We put in our own little information into the calculator. Oh, I think we pay about $500 a month, something like that, between my wife and I for our Kaiser health insurance, which ends up being about $6,000 a year, high deductible. And we entered in our information into the healthcare.gov website and calculated that our new premium starting next year will be $14,000 a year. Now, that sounds like a heck of a deal. I'm happy with my insurance. I'm happy with Kaiser. Whenever something goes wrong, I go in and they've got somebody that can handle just about anything there. You're in and out quickly. You pay a little copay, $20 I think it is, and you're out the door patched up and ready to go. And of course, if something major were to happen, I think we have a $5,000 deductible or something, which that's just my philosophy on health insurance. It's insurance, right? If something major happens, you're going to limit your cost tremendously. And so I'm happy with what I have. But when I enter my numbers, I'm not happy with what I see. What? From $5,000 a year to $13,000? I hope the calculator's wrong, because now I'm hearing that the calculator doesn't work on the website, that it's giving back bad numbers. So, you know what? I don't know. We'll see. I think the whole thing's just a debacle myself. And I think it's going to be just a disaster. I really do. I think it's going to just spiral downhill from here. But we'll see. I'm hoping for the best. But right now you've got CGI Group right in the center of the storm. I was watching CNBC yesterday towards the end of the day, watching the earnings reports come in, and they had a fellow on by the name of Mark Spitznagel, who's a money manager like me. And he was predicting a 40% crash in stocks within the next year. He says, I don't want to be pinned down on the time frame, but he said, I think sometime within the next year. Well, that's pinning it down pretty good. He sees just a big crash in the stock market, universal crash in the market, 40%. So, hey, it's up to you. You can listen to Mark Spitznagel making his prediction, or you can watch the market daily. And you can watch the facts of the market. You can watch the individual stocks. I wonder how much time Mark Spitznagel, how many stocks he looks at on a daily basis and how many charts he looks at on a daily basis, how many asset class charts he looks at, how many indexes he looks at, how many sector charts he looks at, if he looks at any kind of rankings at all, or if he's just putting his finger in the air and saying, I think there's going to be a 40% drop in the market. And, of course, if he's right, think of all the business that will flow his way. Sometimes these guys take a big chance trying to make a name for themselves. And if they're right, 3 years from now, people will be saying, Mark Spitznagel called the big crash in the market. He was right. And he's the new guru. And they wheel him on all the time onto CNBC. That's kind of what the guy did that predicted the mortgage bond crash. I'm trying to think. Paulson. And he found a way to short mortgage bonds, and he made a lot of money. And now he was the new guru. He was at the top of the prediction ladder. And then one prediction after another that he made went sour. And money continues to flow out of Paulson. They continue to have a huge, huge, I don't know what their position is now, but they had a huge, huge investment in gold. So, you know what? The prediction business, a lot of these guys, they're making these predictions. They're trying to become a star, make a name for themselves. I think you're better off just plodding away quietly day after day in the marketplace. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour, where we don't make bold predictions. I should, you know, I should just make some bold prediction that the Dow will be at 9,000 by the end of the year. It's currently at 15,000. Boy, I'd get on TV and make all kind of headlines, unless I'm wrong, then I would really be in trouble. I can't make those bold predictions. You just kind of have to live in the moment. You got to slog it out. Like hitting the lottery, you know? I don't know anybody that's hit the lottery. No, everybody that I hang out with goes to work every day, works hard, slogs it out, does their best to save some money, does their best to make some money with their investments, and it's a grind. It's a grind. And, this business, it's a grind. It's a day-to-day, stock-by-stock, sector-to-sector, month-by-month, crisis-to-crisis grind. It's hard work. There's no magic. There's no easy way out of just grinding it out. And what I do here is not real glamorous. It's just grinding out one stock at a time and making those decisions of the 25 or 30 best aggressive growth stocks that I can find. The 25 or 30 best conservative growth stocks that I can find in the market. The 25 or 30 income and growth stocks that I can find in the market. And that's what I'm going to talk about next is an income and growth stock. But before I do that, I've also seen another viral video going around brought to you by Porter Stansberry once again. He's another one. He's another one that does dramatic videos. Last time, what was the headline that sucked you in? It was something about this billionaire says there's going to be an event in October that will change the world, and you should flee for the hills now. This time around, it's a crisis that will bring down Barack Obama, and why you should know. And then you go in and you start watching the video, and it's a teaser, and it just keeps sucking you in and sucking you in. And in the end, I'm sure it's going to get to the point to sell everything and buy gold. I mean, that's pretty much where they're headed with this stuff, and they're making these bold predictions. Instead, I'm going to talk about the company that publishes Better Homes Magazine, Family Circle, Journal, Fitness, Baby, Parents, Eating Well, Traditional Home, Midwest Living, Quilting. Now where's my subscription to Quilting Magazine, huh? Padres. Now that's good. Maybe they got that's on a baseball. Wood. Here you can do one bookcase three different ways. Successful Farming. Now there's a good one. Country Life. Get Hitched. I like this. What a lineup of magazines. And those are just their national magazines. They have a lot of other magazines and TV programs. This little company out of Des Moines, Iowa. Let's go visit Iowa today. And let's knock on the door and look under inside the covers of this little company called Meredith Corp, MDP, which is a $2.3 billion small cap company. You see, this is not a bold prediction that the market's going to go down 40% in the next year. This is just a simple little Midwest company that has been publishing magazines and books and broadcasting television stations and interactive media television shows for the last many years. Been around for a long time. Company by the name of Meredith Corp. I think they even own radio stations. Meredith Corp, again, it's a small cap stock. Now I have it in my growth and income category. And I think if you're looking for an income portfolio, and if you're afraid of the bond market like I am, I don't want any exposure to the bond market. I don't trust interest rates. I think interest rates are headed higher over the next many years. I think that the 20-year, whatever it was, 25-year bull market in bonds has come to an end. And I think we're in trouble going forward with interest rates and with the bond market. I think whatever you get in your coupon from your bonds, you'll lose in your principal, unless you're going to hold those bonds to maturity, which very few people do. Therefore, I would rather own an eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks right now to generate income. And the reason why I have Meredith Corp in my growth and income category in my app is because they pay a nice dividend of 3.1%. You know, if you could get 3.1% on U.S. Treasuries right now, you'd probably take it. But what would be your chance of capital appreciation going forward from those U.S. Treasuries? Not much. Not much chance. In order to capture capital appreciation along the way, you'd have to see lower interest rates. Now, you take a company like Meredith Corp, which obviously has a lot more risk than a U.S. Treasury, but it's offering 3.1% with a chance at capital appreciation. How can I say that? Well, let's look at the track record. Over the past 5 years, Meredith Corp has delivered a total return. Okay, now this includes the dividend and the capital appreciation. Of course, there's no guarantee that it will continue to do this in the future, but this is the track record that the company has put up over the last 5 years. The stock has delivered a total return of 29% per year over the last 5 years. That's double what the market has done. The market has done 14% per year. Over the last 3 years, Meredith Corp has delivered 19.2% per year to investors, total returns. So if you figure the dividend's about 3%, the capital appreciation's been about 16%. Again, no guarantees going forward that they'll continue to rack up those kinds of returns, but it's good to look at the past. Just like when a guy comes to the plate, it's good to look at his track record, what he's done in the World Series in the past, what his batting average has been during the year, how many RBIs he's driven in during the playoffs. That's an indicator, isn't it? Something to take into consideration. Same way with the stock. Over the last 12 months, Meredith Corp, MDP, is up 58%. Now, this is a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts. This is not a hot little growth stock with a lot of upside potential. This is not a big conservative. This is a small cap company that offers a good dividend and I believe decent potential for upside capital appreciation. Why can I say that? Because we look to valuation next. If this stock was grossly overvalued, I would say you have little chance for capital appreciation. But that's not the case. This stock, in my opinion, is grossly undervalued. It's currently trading at 16 times forward earnings, which is a pretty steep discount to the overall market. It's got a 5-year growth rate estimated at about 15% per year. It's trading at a PEG ratio of 1.07. However, when I apply my valuation formula to the stock, which carries those earnings out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple to it and a target price, I come up with an A value grade, an A minus performance grade, and a stock that currently gets an overall grade of A minus. And it's a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts. Meredith Corp, MDP. Not a recommendation, an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we haven't had real good economic reports here lately, and of course that's good news. Bad news equals good news for the stock market, which would make one scratch their head and say, how can that be? And bad news on the economy is good for the stock market, because bad news on the economy, the market takes that and digests it and interprets it and spits it out and says, well, because there's bad news on the economy, the Fed won't taper until next year. And now that Yellen's coming in, they may never taper. Who knows? So that's been good news for the market. It's been fuel for the market that's enabled this market to keep heading higher. And yet every day, there's guys wheeled out on the financial channels on both sides of the ledger. 2 days ago, they had a perma bear that's all of a sudden become bullish, which always worries me. They had also had a guy yesterday that's calling for a 40% drop in the market over the next year. And like I say, if he's right, he'll become the new guru that they'll all look to for the next move in the market. Well, I don't know how you can predict these major moves in the market. I just take it a day at a time. The grunt work, looking at one stock at a time, one day at a time. We write the newsletter every week, which you can get a four-week trial to my newsletter at pwstreet.com. And I take a look at where we are at the current time. And I very seldom make any kind of predictions. Once in a while, I'll give my opinion. I'll just say, you know, I think this bull can go for some time because of the way the inertia is headed right now and the way the momentum is headed and the way the charts are set up and whatnot. But as far as making bold predictions that the market's going to crash, that we're going to lose 40% in the next year, or that, you know, this next crisis will bring down the Obama president. You know, you just, I don't know. Look, these guys are trying to make a name for themselves. And who knows, maybe someday they'll be right and they'll be the new gurus like Paulson was until he made a bunch of wrong predictions in a row. And now I rarely see him on TV anymore. So, you know what, it's better. We're just going to stay down in the trenches. I'm always in the trenches. I've got my battle helmet on. I've got barbed wire all around me, taking incoming mortar fire, got my binoculars out, night vision goggles, analyzing the situation, and just trying to slog our way forward through enemy territory, which is bear territory in the market. And it's been slogging its way forward for the last 4 years and 7 months now. We've been advancing. We've been making good advances on the enemy, huge advances on the enemy. And those that have been trying to fight us, the short sellers, they've been just absolutely demolished. Just take it a look. I showed you, or I told you to look at a chart yesterday of SH, which is the opposite, the inverse S&P 500. Oh my gosh, they have been absolutely trash, those that have been fighting this bull move in the market. And I think the biggest impetus behind this bull move in the market is the Fed. And as long as the Fed is on our side, so far they are, although they showed a little bit of a crack a few months ago when they mentioned the word taper, and just that mere talk of taper, you saw what it did to the market. And I think it spooked the Fed. And they said, boy, we better not mention that anymore. And I think maybe, who knows, maybe that cost Bernanke his job and they're putting in another one that's even more dovish. I don't know, but the Fed is a very important factor in this bullish move in the market. And as long as we have the Fed on our side, well, you know, you can't really fight the Fed. You want to be on the opposite side of this bear? Go ahead. Be my guest. Before you do that, look at a chart of SH. Look at a chart of DOG, D-O-G, which is the opposite of the Dow, and take a look at where they're ranked in my app. Out of 3,600 different investments that I have to choose from, let's just take a look at SH real quickly, see where it's ranked. SH is currently ranked number 3,000. 575 out of 3,601. There's only 26 investments that are doing more poorly than SH. So, you know what? Be my guest. I'm going to slog it out a day at a time, and I'm going to ride this thing for all it's worth until it's over. Because it ain't over till it's over, we're going to take a look next at one of the biggest winners that my app has uncovered. In fact, we have posters on my wall. We chose a stock to feature. We blew up big 2-foot by 3-foot pictures from the app, and we chose a stock by the name of Gilead Sciences, which we've owned for a long time, and it's been one of the biggest winners in the entire stock market. It's now a $106 billion market cap company. It's probably the biggest pharma that you've never heard of. By contrast, let's see, is it past Merck? Well, Merck's $136 billion, so it's closing in on Merck. How about Bristol-Myers? Bristol-Myers is, it's past Bristol-Myers in size. Yet how often do you hear about Gilead Sciences on the, the various media outlets? Well, you know, Gilead, we identified it a long time ago. We have a poster on the wall here of the chart of Gilead when we bought the stock. I want to say it was back, I know it was at $27 a share when we bought it, so I want to say it was maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. And then Gilead Sciences has continued to roar ever since. How did we find Gilead Sciences? Well, the same way we would analyze Gilead Sciences today. The symbol is GILD. It's a large cap pharmaceutical stock. The first thing that showed up to us was the performance of the stock. This is one of the top-performing large-cap stocks of the last decade. It's averaged 25% per year. Over the last 5 years, the stock's delivered 25% per year. I don't think there's any dividend involved here. I think this is all pure capital appreciation. No, no dividend whatsoever. And it also should be noted that Gilead Sciences is a company headquartered in Foster City, California. $100 million market cap. The biggest large pharma, big pharma that you've probably never heard of, unless you listen to my show. You've heard about it for the last few years. We've brought up Gilead Sciences. If I go down, if you look at the comments I've made on Gilead Sciences, it goes clear back to, clear back to August of 2012, that's 14 months ago almost, more than 14 months, and at that time I said, I remain heavily weighted in health science stocks, hard to argue with the Gilead breakout today. And I've analyzed this stock, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know, too many, a dozen times over the past 12 months, and we're analyzing it again today. Why? Because it continues to hit new all-time highs. The trend is still in place. The performance grade on Gilead is A. The momentum grade is A. It passes the performance test with flying colors. How about the valuation? Well, they're expected to make $3.05 in earnings per share next year. The analysts that cover the stock are predicting that the company can grow by about 25, 26, 27%, somewhere in there, per year over the next 5 years. If we extrapolate that kind of growth out and apply an appropriate multiple to this stock, I come up with a $130 target price. The stock is currently at $69. Now, does that mean I'm going to own the stock for the next 5 years until it gets to that target price? No, I'm going to watch it every single day and see how it's performing and see how they do, if they remain on track, if those predictions are fairly close and they continue to grind it out. I believe they're reporting earnings here on 10/29, so about 5 days from now. That will be a seminal moment. We'll find out whether they're on track, whether they're behind schedule, whether they're ahead of schedule, and we'll make a decision at that point in time. But as for right now, Gilead still passes my performance test. Gilead still passes my valuation test. And lastly, that all-important stock chart. We don't like charts that are going sideways. That's dead money. I call that dead money. Apple was in a dead money sideways trend for about, 6 months, something like that. Gilead was in a sideways trend for several months here early last year. I'd never buy stocks in downtrends. And Gilead hasn't been in a downtrend for quite some time. You'd have to go back a ways. Gilead is breaking out to new highs. It passes the technical test. Out of 3,601 stocks, Gilead is currently number 26. It's a $100 billion company that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here. We talked about one guy that they probably gave him 10 minutes yesterday on CNBC in the late afternoon. He's predicting a 40% drop in the market. And they tried to pin him down. Okay, well, when will this happen? Exactly what time, what day will it begin? You know, and he's yeah, can't pin him. But sometime in the next year. So he's making a very bold prediction. We talked about a very simple stock. I mean, what could be more Americana than Meredith Corp out of Des Moines, Iowa, that publishes Family Circle magazine and a lot of other women's magazines and, you know, quilting magazine and just things you want on your coffee table when guests come over. That kind of stuff makes you look like, you know, you run a tight ship at home. And you know how to do all of these types of things, preventive, all this stuff. And, I mean, the company pays a 3.1% dividend. It's just been a solid performer over the years. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not the stock that has the new AIDS vaccine. It's not the company that has the new technology that will save the healthcare.gov website. It's just a simple company that's been around for years and years and years, just cranking it out the old-fashioned way, hard work, no easy way, no promise of quick riches, just slogging it out, sewing your own clothes, and collecting a dividend along the way. We talked about one of the great big pharma stocks that we discovered here at Gunderson Capital Management, when I think it was about a $40 billion company. Now it's a $100 billion company. If you visit our offices here at Gunderson Capital Management, you look on the walls, we put those pictures up last February. The first poster we have on our wall, frame picture, is a picture of the asset classes at that point in time. And it showed that small, mid-cap, domestic stocks were the place to be. The next one showed that biotechs and pharmaceuticals were the best sectors to be in. The next one showed just a general screen of Gilead Sciences, how it fit into those categories very nicely. The next one shows a screen of the performance of the stock. The next poster on the wall shows the valuation of the stock. The next poster shows the ranking at that time. I think it was ranked in the top 10. And it really has been ever since. The next one is a chart, a one-year chart of the stock, and it shows an arrow of where we bought the stock. And the stock continues to be a huge winner for us. And, of course, we're finding many. We found many like that using the app. I'll be honest, I don't know. Oh, I'd heard of Gilead Sciences, but I wasn't that familiar with it until the app pointed me in the right direction. The last subject I want to talk about here is investing your money. Let's just say you're sitting on the sidelines right now and you've missed this whole move and you want to get in. Well, I have people that come to me, they deposit money in their accounts. And sometimes after a week or two, I'll get a call, say, my money's been sitting there for 2 weeks and you haven't invested one thing for me yet. What are you doing? How come I'm paying you a management fee for money that's just sitting there. You should be glad that I haven't put money into them because I haven't found anything that I like. I'm a very, very methodical, analytical kind of person. Do you want me to take your money and the next day buy 25 stocks? What's been going on for the last 3 weeks? A lot of crisis, a lot of questions, a lot of unknowns. Really? You want me to take your money and throw it at the market just like that? I think you ought to be glad that I don't do that kind of thing. I am a very methodical person. I go through 3,600 stocks per day looking for something, looking for value, looking for performance, and looking for a good stock chart. All three in one package. That's not easy to find. That's very difficult to find. And it's really difficult to find in a market that is got a hiccup going through it, like the debt crisis that we just recently had. I picked off a few here and there, but for the most part, I couldn't find any fresh breakouts that I like in stocks that I like. But when I do find something, I'm all over it. One at a time. One here, one there. And when people become a client and I have a little conversation with them, I say, you can watch your portfolio online at scottrade.com. And here's what you can expect. You're going to see one show up here, maybe two there, maybe one here over the next several weeks and months. And if the market's hot, we're going to be finding breakouts all over the place. And before you know it, you'll be fully invested. And if I can't find anything, I'm not going to force my hand. I'm not going to force myself to buy something that I think is extended, is weak, is losing its mojo, whatever. I have to see all three of those things in line at the same point in time. I need to see an intersection of value, performance, and a stock chart that's just starting to go again. And it's difficult. I mean, out of 3,600, I'm lucky if I find one or two a day. That's how difficult it is. So anyways, I mean, just be patient. Be patient with Gunderson Capital. We're not going to throw your money into the market willy-nilly. We're going to methodically pick off one here, pick off one there. And then here's the best point. Once we own those stocks, most of my time is spent looking at the stocks that I already own. They're going to be looked at every single day. Eyeballs on them. Checking them out to make sure that the value is still there, that the performance is still there, that the stock chart is still there. And if something doesn't look right, it's going to be picked out, plucked out, thrown out, and replaced at some point in time. So we do things very carefully, very methodically. You may get a little impatient and say, I want my money to work. The market's hitting new highs. Put my money to work quick. Nope. That's not how we do it here. We do it in a methodical way, and I'm not going to change the way I do things because I'm very happy with the results that I've been able to produce doing things very methodically. Now, you could take a look at our newsletter. There's five model portfolios there. On top of the newsletter is the aggressive model. Then there's the conservative growth model. Then there's the income model where stocks like Meredith reside. And then there's a mutual fund model for all of you folks that have 401k. So if you like what we do here, you like what you hear, if it's different from what you're getting now, go to pwstreet.com or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.